Hello and welcome back to Getting Naked with Nate. And this is another week of removing that which is not us and finding ourselves a little further along the journey of being human. And this week is based on or inspired by my song In the Shadows. It's a song which I began writing in San Francisco towards the end of 2012, and I completed it in early 2013 while I was living in my friend's attic in London. So thanks, Dom, for letting me live in your attic and write that song in your kitchen, actually. So this episode really gets into this idea of, like, what is the shadow or the parts of ourselves that we think we need to hide from, and the parts of ourselves we don't talk about much, maybe we don't share with the people we love, maybe we don't share online. We think that they're the shameful parts, but I am of the opinion that those parts are really important and that they need to be integrated for us to move forward in our lives. And so this song was kind of my exploration of that and my decision to turn from running away from the shadow to running towards or to embracing the shadow. And so that's kind of what this episode comes out of and what it talks about. So yeah, thanks for being here again. You can always check out the show notes at nakedwithnate.com. And please do subscribe, please do share, leave a review on iTunes if you're enjoying this podcast. And most importantly, leave a comment at the show notes. I would love to hear from you. It's a very strange thing, a podcast, because I don't know who you are out there unless you come and connect and give feedback. You can either Twitter or Facebook, but nakedwithnate.com is where it's easiest to leave those comments. So please do that. But for now, please enjoy the first listen of my song In the Shadows, and then we'll get started.
It's hard to open up my eyes when I feel like I've been blind all of my days. Now I'm wandering through the haze, and the world, it looks so crazy. Maybe that's just me, maybe it's just me. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. See me trapped within this construct, beating at the locked up door and grip tight. Deep within my fist is the key to all I've missed. That the pain is just a teacher and the cage is just a myth. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, lie, lie. I spend oh so many hours building up and giving power to the worst I can imagine lives in me. Now, oh, to my surprise, when the ghost as me disguised is the best at breaking everything, everything, everything I dream. Lie, 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 lie. Stay dry by dodging all the raindrops falling thick. Try lifting up your tongue to the rain, not just the sun. Nothing quite so simple was ever so much fun. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting.
Well, that was my song In the Shadows off my EP of the same name called In the Shadows. It was recorded in London in 2013, and it was funded entirely by a group of people, I think 86 people from around the world on a crowdfunding campaign. So it's kind of amazing. And thank you so much to those people at that time. This is, for those listening live, thank you for joining me live for this podcast episode. If you ever want to listen to a podcast episode live as it's in creation and enjoy all the hiccups and craziness that goes with that, then you can do so on my Facebook page. And you can just go to nakedwithnate.com/Facebook, and that'll take you right to my Facebook page. So that's pretty cool. The song In the Shadows, actually the first verse for it, I remember very clearly. I was walking the streets of San Francisco. It must have been late, it was a while ago now. It must have been even late 2012, potentially. And I was, you know, I don't know if you've been to San Francisco, but there's this incredible mist, it gets very misty very regularly. And so I was walking those streets, and just the first line that kind of came to me as I was walking was, "It's hard to open up my eyes. I feel like I've been blind all my days. Now I'm wandering through the haze, and the world, it looks so crazy. The world, it looks so crazy. Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's just me." And what I was thinking of there was, in San Francisco, it seems like so many different kinds of experiences come together in one place, where I would see these like sort of very smartly dressed, cool looking hipsters walking. And then at the same time, there would be all these people like very rough and bearded and ragged living on the streets and like hacking up gnarly things out of their lungs. And it was like this intense combination of types of people all like crashing together in one place at one time. And I was like, wow, is the world crazy, or am I crazy, or like, are we all crazy? What's happening here? Because it was just, I'm trying to be open to the experience, but it's super challenging sometimes. And I was going through all these kind of realizing that I'd been running away from something for a long time, but I didn't really know what it was at that time. And so it was a few months before I wrote the rest of the song when I was back in London, actually, and living in a friend's little like tiny attic bedroom. It wasn't even a bedroom. It was literally like a double bed filled up the whole tiny attic space. And it was so kind of him to let me stay there for a few weeks. Oh man, that was an experience. But anyway, so the song is really, the idea of being in the shadows is this thing of like wondering which parts of myself do I accept and love and give time to, and which parts do I push aside and not want to look at and wish that they didn't exist, and kind of wish that I could hide those parts of myself away and not let them be seen by people or even by myself. And so that's where the chorus came in, which was, "We all find our secrets patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone." And again, this is that idea of like the parts of ourselves. I found that I spent a long time traveling back and forth from South Africa to England to California to all these places. Like, and often the motivation for the traveling or the motivation for going somewhere else was because I thought that the things I was challenged by had to do with the place that I was in physically rather than the place that I was in emotionally. But what was interesting about it is that I'd find pretty soon after arriving in a new place, maybe a few months or 6 months or, you know, however long, but I would find similar experiences begin to unfold, obviously with different people and different circumstances, but these same kind of things would rise up, which was confusing because I was like, why does this keep happening? And then I would do it again. I go, okay, well, it's not really working here now. It must be the place. I'll go somewhere else and things will be better there. And then it would all repeat. What I was finding reflected outside of me was stuff that was happening inside of me. And that's how the reflection was working. And so, which actually kind of ties into the second verse of the song saying, "See me trapped within this construct, beating at the locked up door." So I'm talking about like a prison there, which is see me trapped in a construct, in this construct. But the key about the word construct is that it's something that's been built, but who has it been built by and why has it been built? See me trapped within this construct, beating at the locked up door, and gripped tight deep within my fist is the key to all I've missed, that the pain is just the teacher and the cage is just a myth. And so what I'm saying there is that the door, the construct, the whole thing is actually a cage that I've built myself. And the and while I'm like expending so much energy beating on it, like, oh, let me out, like, you know, trying to get out of this prison that I feel like I'm in, realizing that the key is actually always with me. I have the key. I am the key. And if I would just use that energy instead to open my hand or to look in myself, I would find that the construct is a myth. The pain that I feel is my teacher is asking me to look at myself and look at aspects of myself. Those are like important differentiations, ways, different ways to look at the experience rather than treating it as something that in which I'm powerless, but to realize that I'm actually all powerful within it. And actually that leads into, so then it has the chorus again, and then it has a kind of the middle piece of the song where it changes and it says, I spend oh so many hours building up and giving power to the worst I can imagine lives in me. So what I'm saying is that I give so much attention and time sometimes to the parts of myself that I like the least. You know, where I give energy and time and I believe all the bad things that I think about myself sometimes, you know, and I give those, give so much power to that. And then, oh, to my surprise, when the ghost as me disguised, like, oh, I'm surprised when the sort of reflection of myself, the construct that I've built, when that construct that I've built is so good at breaking everything that I love and dream, is so good at self-sabotage. So I don't know if that makes sense to you who's listening. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Like, does that resonate with you? Is there some experience in your own life where you find that your shadow self takes control? And have you ever found that accepting and loving your shadow self is helpful? Or what are the tools that you use to kind of access that in a healthy way? And so then there's the final verse that it goes into, which is that you who presume you can stay dry by dodging all the raindrops falling thick. So I'm saying, you know, you who think that you can get away, or us who think we can get away with dodging the rain of the experiences of life, the things that challenge us. So you think you can stand in the rain but not get hit by it. You who think you can stay dry by dodging all the raindrops falling thick, try lifting up your tongue to the rain, not just the sun. Nothing quite so simple was ever so much fun. And again, this idea of what if we embrace the thing that we might otherwise have tried to escape? What if we embrace our challenges and use them as tools and teachers and inspirations for growth? And I'm saying this to you now as though, like, but just know that I wrestle with this stuff every day. Like, this is really the hard stuff of life, where it's like, you know, I have this thing with my neck and I have these challenges with emotional states of depression. And it's like finding a way through that all that is healthy and sustainable and constructive is like, it feels like a labyrinth at times that I don't really know how to see my way through. And so that's the song, In the Shadows. It really is about like, how do we first of all realize that we can't escape ourselves? That wherever we go, there we find ourselves. First to realize that, and then to make the conscious decision instead of attempting to run away, but to turn towards. And through that conscious decision comes the invitation for work, for self-reflection, for observation, for acknowledging our own shadow and our own weaknesses and our own scared, afraid, angry, sad parts that haven't really been given the light. And what happens if we sit with ourselves and with those shadows and give them the light and give them the attention that they're kind of asking for? What can happen when we do that? And so that's kind of what the song is about. That's what In the Shadows is this invitation to explore our shadows and acknowledge that we all have those shadows, that those shadows are a common natural thing. And so what we're going to do now is listen to In the Shadows again. And it is my hope that you have some insight that you've already gained, perhaps from the first listen or from what I've just spoken. And maybe you'll gain some insight in the second, or maybe something different will come up for you this time. But I would love to hear whatever that is in the show notes, nakedwithnate.com. You can always find the full show notes there, which will give you access to a lot of really, sort of a deeper journey with these episodes. And I would so love to hear from you. So let's have another listen of In the Shadows, and then we'll have a Q&A afterwards. So those who are listening live, please do now start leaving some questions and thoughts and feedback, and we'll get into that straight after In the Shadows.
It
it's hard to open up my eyes when I feel like I've been blind all of my days. Now I'm wandering through the haze, and the world, it looks so crazy. Maybe that's just me, maybe it's just me. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. And no matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. This construct beating at the locked up door and gripped tight. Deep within my fist is the key to all I've missed. That the pain is just a teacher and the cage is just a myth. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. Lie, lie, lie. And giving power to the worst I can imagine lives in me. And now, oh, to my surprise, when the ghost as me disguised is the best at breaking everything, everything, everything I dream. Lie, 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 lie. Stay dry by dodging all the raindrops falling thick. Try lifting up your tongue to the rain, not just the sun. Nothing quite so simple was ever so much fun. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names. We all find our secrets, patient in the shadows, right there where we left them waiting. No matter how far we run, they run right beside us. Our demons know our names better than anyone. Lie, 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 lie.
Well, there you have it. That was the second listen of In the Shadows, and I sincerely hope that you got something different, or I don't know, maybe it added something to the song. I hope it didn't take anything away. One of my concerns is always like trying to give people my perception of what the song means. Whereas I think if you have a different perception or a different feeling from the song, then that's completely fine and completely cool and awesome. Anyway, let's get on with it. This is Q&A time. And the first thing I like to do is it's actually not a question, but from Dave. He said, often we end up our own worst enemy, which I think is, I agree with. I think I would say most of the time, maybe, I don't know if we have a solid relationship with ourselves, and if we have power in ourselves and are empowered and grounded in ourselves, then there's not really much that anyone else can do to sort of impact that. They can do whatever they like, and it may upset us at times, but we keep coming back to our center. And so It feels like we are either our own best friend or our own worst enemy, or somewhere in between. But it's always up to us where we are with that relationship. So thank you, Dave. I feel you on that one, brother, big time. And actually, we have another comment, which is not a question, but yes, from Larson. She says, yes, do not feed fears. Shadows are mysterious to me, unknown dimensions. And then optimistic mind. So yeah, I suppose if we feed our fears, then what we get is more fear. It's that beautiful story of the grandfather speaking to his grandchildren, saying that he has two wolves at war in his mind all the time. And the one wolf is filled with fear and anger and jealousy and all of these dark emotions. And the other one is filled with love and acceptance and kindness and empathy. And they're constantly at battle. And his grandchildren, and he kind of stops there, and his grandchildren are like, well, which one wins? And he says, whichever one I feed, which I think is a beautiful story. So yes, here we go. So we've got a question from Odelia, and she asks, what do you feel about your music, especially this song? This song is one of the songs I'm most proud of, I would say, as a songwriter, because of the lyrical structure. I came to music through lyrics. I love lyrics. They're kind of what gets me going as a musician. And I love how the lines feed one another in the song. There's like this very rolling, like the one line, it's hard to open up my eyes is almost eyes is on the next line. It's hard to open up my eyes when I feel like I've been blind for all my days. And it's like this, it rolls and tumbles forward. And I really love that about the song. And yeah, I go through phases with my music. Sometimes I feel really good about it. Sometimes I feel like I'm a fake and no one should care and it doesn't matter. And so yeah, I guess it fluctuates. Depends on which wolf I'm feeding, I suppose. And Dave asks, was there any particular lies that you were thinking of when you wrote these lyrics, something you were regretting at the time? No, there wasn't anything in particular that I was regretting at the time that I can remember. It was really, for me, the writing of the song was really trying to get deep into what does it mean to have shadows? What does it mean to run away from those shadows? And what happens if we turn, confront, and embrace those shadows and give them the attention and love that they actually lack? It's one of the interesting things in the world that we so often focus on resistance, but what resistance to me, and maybe you can disagree with me or give me an alternate thought on this, but my perception is that resistance most often creates resistance. That's the result of resistance, is more resistance. And so it's the difference between focusing on the things we don't want or giving time, attention, energy, love, and effort to the things we do want. Instead of fighting against what we don't want, we fight for what we do want. I know it sounds maybe like a small difference, but I feel like it's a big one in the end. And so that's definitely what I would say I was thinking of in this song, is like, how do I turn this around from how do I get away from my shadow to how do I embrace what the shadow has to teach me? Yeah, so that's what I would say about that. That is the end of today's Q&A.
Well, I'm very excited to hear your thoughts about this episode of Getting Naked with Nate. It was a challenging one on a practical level, in that the recording you heard was the fifth attempt to record it, because I'm doing them live on my Facebook page, and this one just didn't want to work. I tried so many different things and platforms and ideas and ways to make it happen, and it just wasn't working. And so eventually, but we tried and again and again and again. So eventually we got it done, and that was a relief. So, and funnily enough, my shadows, the parts that were of me that were just like, oh man, I just wanted to get out of there. I wanted, like, never want to do this again. This sucks. And like, you know, feeding into that sort of negative cycle. But I let that go. I was like, okay, there's that. And I'm just going to stick with it, stay focused. And I got it done. And I'm proud that I got it done. And I enjoyed some of the questions. And I hope that you did too. If you did, please leave me a review on iTunes. And even more important and fun for me is come and comment on the show notes, nakedwithnate.com. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know, I don't know, what you feel, what you thought. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you like the lyrics? Anything at all. It's my favorite part of this podcast, is hearing from you who listens. And yeah, let me know what you think. And if you haven't yet subscribed, share it, leave that review, come say hi, do all those wonderful things. Thank you for getting naked with Nate, and I will see you next week.
Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who has named me shameless. So leave me be, I'm tempted. Every rule I've bended, I shake the weight and break the hate with everything that I am made of. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. The wild, untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who has named me shameless. I'm looking for a friend to get me out of my head. This chamber of reflections is just paved with all my good intentions. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable, shaper who has named me shameless. So if you are less stressed, let us put this to the test. For who is love when loving not those who have not loving God? La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you, saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable, shaped.